Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzin' with you today with Dr. Bart Fisher of the Ag Policy and Food Center at Texas A&M, talking beef market issues in just a moment. Fly season is rapidly approaching, but there's a fly control solution ready to bite back. Corathon Insecticide Cattle Ear Tags. Corathon Insecticide controls horn and face flies on beef cattle, which in one study resulted in an 11.81-pound increase in weight gain over untreated calves. Bite back at flies with Corathon Insecticide Cattle Ear Tags. See product label for complete product information, indications, and application instructions.
National Livestock. They've been around since 1932, and they're dedicated to being your first choice for cattle marketing, order buying services, and cattle financing. Because of the cooperative structure and spirit, the employees and directors of the National Livestock family of companies are committed to the success of the cattle industry and those involved in the cattle business. Whether you're buying or selling cattle or looking for financing, their staff's knowledge and experience is unparalleled. For more information, contact National Livestock Credit at 1-800-310-0220.
You know, people are hurting, their bottom lines are hurting, their livelihoods are hurting, and they want answers.
Dr. Bart Fisher saying beef market issues a hot topic right now. The former chief economist of the House Agriculture Committee, now a professor at Texas A&M University, says he's getting a lot of feedback from folks saying a couple of key themes have shown up in his inbox a lot.
Number one is packers and price spreads, particularly between farm-level cattle prices and, you know, box beef prices. That's number one. And the second is import.
On the first topic, relating to beef packers, are they doing something wrong or illegal? Somebody needs to do something.
This needs to be investigated. We need to be digging into this. And, you know, one of the concerns I've always had is that, you know, you can claim collusion all day long, but claiming collusion doesn't make it so. Really, the only way you root out collusion or even see if it exists is to do an investigation. And so I see a lot of calls for investigating, but the reality is we are investigating. That investigation is happening. After the Holcomb fire in August of last year, USDA launched an investigation primarily on some of the wonky things that were happening in prices, divergence between cash futures. They launched that investigation. They've also announced that they're expanding it to include some of these effects that they're seeing during COVID. You know, that's necessarily going to involve working with the Department of Justice. Because of the involvement of futures markets, that involves working with the Commodity Futures Trading Commission. And so I hear a lot about collusion, and the problem I have with that is that none of us can know whether there's collusion, because the only way you find collusion is with an investigation. And I think it's very important to keep in mind that investigation is happening. And so if that investigation turns up problems, and this is really against the backdrop of, you know, antitrust laws in this country that are really the envy of the world, you layer on top of that other agriculture-specific rules and statutes like Packers and Stockyards Act and Related Act, and we do have a tremendous amount of authority that's there. And so if they do overturn things, then the federal government should use, you know, its full weight in chasing these things down and addressing them. But the underlying point there is that just because we think there's collusion there doesn't mean there is, and these investigations need to happen, and they are happening.
Dr. Fisher says the investigation actually started after the Holcomb, Kansas plant closure caused a lot of eyebrows to be raised. Then the COVID-19 issue came up. That has also been added into the mix regarding the investigation. All this happening as plants are facing slowdowns and closures.
One of the troublesome points is that all of this is also happening, you know, at the same time plants are facing closures or slowdowns, which from an economic standpoint, you know, is kind of this perfect storm, because you have this plant, either by closing down or slowing down, is demanding less. And by necessity, if they're demanding less from the farm level, it's going to put downward pressure on price. And by extension, if there's less product coming out of that plant going to retail, it contracts the supply available at retail, drives up competition, and drives up price, and drives these prices even further apart. It's incredibly unfortunate that it's happening the way it is, that the time it is, but it's also purely just supply and demand fundamentals driven. And so I am not saying that there's not collusion there. There may be. That investigation is happening. But I am also saying that a lot of this can be explained purely by fundamental supply and demand and economics.
Dr. Bart Fisher, who's the co-director of the Agriculture and Food Policy Center at Texas A&M University. Previously, he was chief economist at the House Agriculture Committee and was raised on a cow-calf operation in southwestern Oklahoma. His comments coming in a webinar put on by Oklahoma Farm Bureau. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
The Oklahoma Agriculture Mediation Program knows this is a hard time for farmers and ranchers, and we want you to know we're still open and we're still here for you. The Ag Mediation Program is a free service that provides mediation to agricultural producers who may need help with ag-related disputes. We know firsthand about working together to resolve conflicts so you don't have to go through the court systems. The service is available at no cost for Oklahoma farmers and ranchers in all 77 counties. For more information, you can go to ok.gov/mediation or just give us a call at 800-248-5465.
That's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.